Welcome. You're listening to Happy Hour, Crab Radio Live, brought to you courtesy of the Quack House Radio Network, straight from Crab Radio's dungeon. For those of you that might remember the old Trifecta broadcast, this will be loosely based on that, which ended its broadcasting career New Year's Day 2011. We're going to pick up right where that left off and still continue to bring you the best-sounding bootlegs that you'll find anywhere on the web, or at least I think so. Let's move into the rock and roll, but first, I need to let you all know that there is also a chat box window that you can access by pointing your browser at www.quackhouseradio.net and look for Quack House 4 or QH4 channel. We'll be in the chat there, as well as possibly other listeners, and you may be able to get some direct feedback there. There's also a little flash player in the corner that may or may not be your method of choice to listen to the stream, and might prove to be less cumbersome than Winamp or Windows Media Player or whatever you choose to use. And without further ado, let's move into the bootlegs.
Yeah. The Tune Meister is back in the house. And tonight we're going to continue our journey honoring Chris Squire of the famed band Yes. But first, we're going to hear a couple other bands before we launch into our Yes segment of the week. We're going to start off with The Police. The Police are Gordon Summers, or Sting, on bass, Stuart Copeland on drums, and Andrew Summers on guitar. As a decade of the 70s came to a close, a host of punk and new wave bands rose to prominence. While many would reach the peak of their fame in the 80s, they paid their dues in the 70s. For example, in early 79, The Police went on tour in North America in support of their debut album, Outlandos de Amor. The tour kicked off on March 1st at the legendary Whiskey A Go-Go in L.A., California, and ran until the 25th of May that year, with the band crisscrossing the U.S. and Canada. They often played two shows a night and rarely took a day off. Given that the album had flopped when initially released, the band felt compelled to tour relentlessly in hopes of gaining exposure for themselves and airplay for their songs. The strategy seemed to work as the album eventually climbed to 23 in the U.S. Billboard charts and rose all the way to number 2 in the U.K. In addition, 3 singles from the disc, Roxanne, we all remember that one, Can't Stand Loving, Losing You, and So Lonely. They charted in the top 20 in the UK in 79. Roxanne also climbed to about 32 on the US Billboard charts. This soundboard recording captures that band on their debut tour on the 4th of May, 79, at the Fat Cats Club. Check this one out to hear a part of history and another band that helped drive a dagger into disco's heart. But first, a few words from our very own Sam O.
Here's what's happening on Quack House Radio. Saturday nights from 8 p.m. till midnight Eastern on QH4, the Tune Master brings you Happy Hour. Saturday nights on QH3 from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. Eastern, Paul Higgins has the Aquarian Moons. Saturday evenings on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Saturday Shoutout from 8 p.m. till 10 Eastern. Then through the week on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Monday Mayhem from noon till 2. Then on Tuesday, 6 p.m. till 9 o'clock, the Tuesday Titan. Wednesday, the Hump Day Right Away. Thursday, the Thursday Throwdown. And on Friday, the Friday Funk Night. And when you're just ready to get off work Eastern Time at 5 p.m., it's Sam-O Radio. Mondays 5 p.m. till 8 p.m., Tuesday through Friday 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on QH3. And then the rest of the time, 24 hours a day, it's Donald Duck Landis, playing anything and everything. So your place for entertainment 24-7, QH1, QH2, QH3, and QH4. That's Quack House Radio. Check out our website at quackhouseradio.net.
She and our partners in concert, Bush Beer, welcome you to Fat Cats in Hollywood. You're live now on Florida's Concert FM, so let them know about it. You gotta let them know you're live. We're about to bring on Florida's Concert FM is proud to present A&M recording stars, Andy Summers, Stuart Copeland, and Sting, The Police.
Yeah.
you struggle on the fact, thanks.
Hello, it's nice to be here at Backcast. Hello to all people listening to WSAG. I hope I've got that right. The weather is too much for me. I've never seen the sun before, not like this anyway. This is called Two Fifths Everybody.
Thank you. Okay, I feel more at home now. How do you feel, Andy? Now, don't swear on the radio. You just blasphemed, and your mother could be listening to this. My mother isn't, she's too far away.
Thank you. and I couldn't sleep a wink, and I could only get unconscious if I had too much to drink. There was somehow something wrong somewhere. Each day seemed grey and dead, and the seeds of desperation were growing in my head. I needed inspiration, a brand new start in life, somewhere to place affection. But I didn't want a wife. And then by lucky chance I saw in a special magazine an ad that was unusual, the like I'd never seen. Experience something different with our new imported toy. She's loving, warm, inflatable, and a guarantee of joy. She came all wrapped in garbled, all pink and shriveled down. A breath of air was all she needed to make her lose that frown. So I took her to the bedroom and I pumped her with some life. And so, a moment later, that girl became my wife. So I sit her in the corner and I sometimes stroke her hair. And when I'm feeling naughty, I blow her up with air. She's cuddly and she's bouncy, she's like a rubber ball. I bounce her in the kitchen, I bounce her in the hall. And now my life is different since Sally came my way. I wake up in the morning and we do it on a tray. She's everything they said she was, and I wear a permanent grin. And I only have to worry in case my girl wears thin.
Yeah. haven't quite enough for what we do. You sing a sting. And I can say it now, the feeling, the spirit, the sex. When you sing, I want to turn us off the radio. It's so sexy. Okay, you follow me. Just listen to me. Do as I do.
Come on.
That's the show. She and our partners in concert, Bush Beer. Thank you.
Well, there you have it. The Police at the Fat Cats Club, Miami, Florida, May 4th, 1979, on their inaugural tour after their debut album. They were together 11 short years, 77 to 88. And then back together again for a brief reunion from 2007 to 2008. Yeah, that was a pretty decent band, man. That definitely took me back in the Wayback Machine and down memory lane.